So we're doing another addendum at the Sefer Maasiyot. And this story, I won't tease you. The story really, in this edition of Sefer Maasiyot, we are missing the continuation of the story. So instead of teasing you and stopping in the middle, I'm going to tell to you from the source that we have, not in Rav Nissim Cohen. There's a medrash called Medrash Shlomo HaMelech. And the Medrash quotes the following story, that there were once three brothers that went to learn Torah by Shlomo. And Shlomo said, you want to learn by me? So work by me and I'll teach you wisdom. So he appointed them as officers by him, and 13 years they're working by him. After 13 years, they say to one another, you know, it's been 13 years. We came here to learn Torah, and all we've been doing is serving him. We haven't learned wisdom. Let's get permission and go back home. We left our families. We left everything we own. We should go back. So one day they bump into Shlomo and they tell him, our master, it's been 13 years that we left our homes. Please give us permission to go see our family. And Shlomo HaMelech calls in his treasurer and tells him, bring before me 300 gold coins. And he asks them, choose. Either I'll teach each one of you three things of wisdom, or I'll give each one of you 100 gold coins. So they thought about it, and they agreed that they'll take the money. They took the money and got permission and left. As they distanced themselves from the city, so they're a distance away, and the little one said to the brothers, what'd we do? What'd we come here for? Did we come here for money, or did we come here to learn? If you listen to me, we go back, give them the money, and tell them, hey, give us some of your wisdom, King Solomon. So the brothers say, you want to give back the money to learn three things of wisdom? Go. We're not going back to buy three things of wisdom with money. So he went back to Shlomo and he said, my master, I didn't come here for gold. Please, take the gold and teach me wisdom. So Shlomo started teaching him. He said, my son, when you go, be careful. Start traveling at dawn, at Amud HaShachar. Be prepared to go early in the morning. And when comes nightfall, so set up camp when it's still daytime. That's one. Two, when you come to a river and you see the river is full, so you see there's a lot of water running through the river, don't think, oh, I'll make it across and start crossing, but rather wait. Wait till the tide subsides. Wait till the river calms down and then cross it. That's number two. Three, said King Solomon, never tell your wife your secrets. Never tell a woman your secrets, even your wife. That's number three. The youngest brother asked permission and rode on his horse and quickly caught up to his brothers. When he got up to them, they asked him, what'd you learn? So he said to them, whatever I learned, I learned. He started traveling with the brothers. And they reach 9 hours into the day, meaning it's halfway into the afternoon, and they reach a place where it made sense to camp. So the young one said, hey, this is a good place to camp where we are. There's water here, there are trees, there's good grass for the horses. Why don't we camp here? And early in the morning, if God decrees that we awaken alive, so we'll travel and things will be good. We'll travel with the daylight. And the brothers tell him, you fool, when you agreed to give up the money to go and buy just advice, we recognize that you're not a smart one. We could travel another 8th meal. We could travel a large distance still. And you say we should rest here? So he said, look, guys, you do what you want. I'm not moving from here. So they continued traveling, and he stayed over there. And he started cutting wood, and he made himself a fire, and he made himself a little hut. And he took his horse to graze until nightfall, and then he and his animal ate, and they went to sleep. The brothers, they continued traveling till it became night. It gets dark, and they couldn't find food to give their animals. They couldn't find wood to make a fire. And the weather changed on them, and it started snowing. They had no protection from the elements, and they died of cold. And the young one, nothing happened to him because he had a fire already set. He had his little hut that he had, a makeshift hut that he had built. And he had everything set up, his food and drink. Early in the morning, he gets himself ready to go. And he starts traveling after his brothers, and he finds them dead. When he finds them, he starts weeping, he buries them, he takes their money and continues traveling. The sun comes out, the snow melts, and now he reaches a river, and the river is overflowing because the snow has melted, so the river is very full. So he gets off his horse and he sits to wait, like King Solomon told him, don't try to cross the river when it's overflowing. As he's walking along the edge of the river, he sees the servants of Shlomo bringing two animals loaded with gold, and they ask him, why don't you cross the river? So he tells them, because the river is full. So they say, we'll make it across. They start crossing the river. And when they're in the middle of the river, huge tides come, sweep them away, and they die. He waited till the tide subsided. He went over, took all the money, and went home. So now he has his brothers 200 gold coins, and he has all the gold of Shlomo HaMelech. He comes home, and his sister-in-laws, his brother's wives, they ask him, where are their husbands? So he said, they're still waiting to learn wisdom. He had a lot of money, so he started purchasing fields and vineyards and building castles and buying cattle, and he's doing well. So his wife asked him, my master, tell me, where do you have all this money from? So he got upset at her, and he started beating her, and he told her, what you ask me questions like this? So he figures, Shlomo told me not to tell her my secrets. He's not telling. And in the times, even in the times of the Mishnah, the Amei Aretz, the people who were not learned, unfortunately, it was common that they beat their wives. Our sages say, don't let your daughter marry one of them because he might beat her. Our sages didn't approve of it, but they couldn't really do much about it. They said, it's wrong, you're not allowed to do it. But that's why our sages say, you might as well bind your daughter and place her before a lion if you let her marry an Amaretz. Just like a lion pounces on his prey, an Amaretz can pounce on your daughter. So our sages were aware of the problem, but there wasn't much they could do about it. So she did the way women do, and she sweet-talked him. And finally she seduced him, and one time, he divulged everything. He told her about everything, all the advice of Shlomo, and how the brothers died, and he took their money. And one day, he got his wife upset at him, and she started yelling at him. And she says to him, it's not enough you killed your two brothers? You want to kill me too? When his sister-in-laws heard that their husbands were dead, they went to complain by the king. And the king hears that one brother killed two brothers, so he orders to bring him before him and have him executed. They're taking him out to be executed, and he tells them, do me a favor, let me speak before the king. So they bring him before Shlomo, and he falls before Shlomo, and he says, I'm one of the three brothers that came to you 13 years to learn wisdom, and I'm the little one that came back and gave you back your gold to learn from you wisdom, and the wisdom you taught me, that's what protected me, and that's how I got here. And Shlomo HaMelech recognized that he was telling the truth, and he said, it's okay, the money you took is really lawfully yours, same the money you took from my servants. The wisdom that you acquired really saved you from death and from this woman. Go be happy with your wife. And at that hour, Shlomo HaMelech said, "Knei chokhma matov michahutz umipas." Rather, acquire wisdom, it is much better than other forms of pure gold, other things that are valuable.